joining us, and I have with me for this episode Miss Chit Wan, a lady who wears so many hats. She's the one of the owners of the Bistrovert Eco Store. She sits in the board of the Philippine Coffee Board and also involved with the Women's Business Council. So welcome, Ma'am Chit.
Good morning.
Yes, Ma'am Chit, our topic for today is all about social media, and you're one of the few executives I know, or as an entrepreneur also I know, who's very active into social media. Maybe you can share how you got started into this, or what got you really into it.
You know, I've seen Facebook, and I learned about Twitter, and somehow when I got the hang of it, it looked like it felt to me that Twitter was more my medium. Somehow it you sort of like self-select each other, and you share tweets with people who share the same views. So I find people, like, for example, for Eco Store, I find mommies who are more conscious about the environment and what to give their babies, etc. For Le Bistrovert, people who are more into healthy food or eating local food. And then for the other things I do, like social enterprises, women empowerment, I find that there are people who follow because they want to learn more about entrepreneurship, about women entrepreneurs, you know. So I got started, and then suddenly there were these people following, and I was following more people, and I've met a lot of friends through Twitter. People warned me that, you know, you might get stalked, or you might meet some people who you actually don't like, you know. But I think you know, you control the environment anyway.
So, Ma'am Chit, based on your experience, how did social media benefited your business, or the businesses that you're in, or the advocacies that you're in, and what activities are you now, or were you able to organize because of social media?
Well, yung Eco Store, no? Not so much in the Eco Store tweets, but in my tweets, people do ask me, what time is Eco Store open? Do I have this? Hey, and then they quote me, hey, Chit Wan, I love the Eco Store Spina bottle. I'm using it every day. You know, testimonials that go to my Twitter, homepage. It goes to my Twitter, but it mentions Eco Store. So they sort of like connect me and Eco Store in the Twitter universe, you call it. So interchangeably, they go like, Chit Wan, Eco Store, where can I find Lagundi capsules, for example. And then they also ask like, oh, sarap ng mushroom burger, you know. So we get editors of magazines, we get ordinary moms who just want something new to embrace, like a sustainable lifestyle. And they go to Eco and they talk about it, and they talk about us, you know. So I've encouraged my Eco partners to also have Twitter accounts. So kaming tatlo, no? And then, for example, for Le Bistrovert, a lot of the, we've had tweet ups here. We've also had a lot of, alam ko mga Twitter users yun eh, who hang out. Well, we have free Wi-Fi, so I guess it's good for them. And we can organize events. Like once I asked them if they wanted to go on a coffee tour, or if they want to go on a vegetable picking tour, daming sumagot, you know, please DM me details, etc. So I like what's happening and what it does to the business.
But Ma'am Chit, I'm sure you've encountered executives also having a lot of misconceptions about social media and the internet, in terms of whether, how is it really going to benefit their business, is it a waste of time? What are these things that you usually encounter, and how do you argue or answer them?
Well, Facebook, of course, in mga offices, people look down on it as, ano yan, you're wasting time, you know? Because Facebook really eats up, it's a time eater. I mean, yesterday, you know, I had the experience of going into pages I never went to before. You know, so it can really eat time. So as a user, I know that, you know, it can eat your employees' time. So their misconception is, ano yan, time stealer. Time stealer for the office. But what probably they should look at is they should encourage their employees to do something more productive using Facebook. You know, I don't really know, it'll depend on every company, but the common misconception is it steals company time and there is no concentration for the employees because the one thing they want to do, there's the Facebook page is always open while they're doing an email, it's open, you know, so they have so many windows up. And the way you should handle it is just give them deliverables because there's no way in this time and age that you can watch your employee, you know, 24/7. Even if you say, okay, you won't have internet access, then they also cannot surf, they also cannot research and all that. So I think people should think of output orientation more than time, you know, spending 8 hours in the office.
So instead of a restriction, convert it to deliverables.
Convert it to deliverables, give them key result areas, give them, you know, their performance indicators. As long as they can do it, fine. But you know, we had an employee who was always watching basketball, and that's different.
Okay.
You know, but Facebook and Twitter, I think, used in the proper way, is just like reading the newspaper. It's like, you know, listening to the radio for news. It's like watching TV in the office. It's just management. But if you as the executive, if you don't understand how it works, then you will give instructions or restrictions blindly. I think it's the responsibility of especially the baby boomers who are looking at Generation Y to sort of admit and accept that this is all part of the digital age. And you would be depriving yourself of the opportunity if you don't try to understand it. So I am, you know, embracing it fully, but combining it with traditional ways of management to see how we can put it to best use.
Ma'am Chit, I first met you in the field of CSR or corporate social responsibility, and being involved in Code NGO, the Peace and Equity movement, the Philippine Coffee Board, and the Women's Business Council. How do you see social media playing in the space of the NGOs? Do you see them also having the need to embrace it, or do you think it's a totally separate field, or is it a media that they don't need?
I think it's a media that they still do not understand fully.
Okay.
A lot of the NGOs are run by baby boomers like me, so very few NGOs are led by Generation Y. Of course, you have to reach a certain age, and after that you want to give back, you want to serve in NGO boards, etc. So the same advice is to understand it. I think it'll take a little time because one, NGOs are not even familiar with traditional media. They want to be left in the background, they want to be left doing their own thing. So first is getting known to traditional media, and then before you move on to social media, I don't think they will make the jump right away to social media, but I hope they do. So it needs a lot of immersion or education or inspiration. And if I show them, look at all these NGOs from abroad, look at how they're able to get advocates. If you show them numbers, if you show them results, I think it's easier to sell social media to them. Of course, where we work in far-flung areas. There's still the internet, there's 3G, there's, wow, I'm talking like,
yes.
You know, there's, now it is not an excuse to be up in the mountains. You can have a smartphone with you, right? So nothing will stop you now. Before, when it was the first few years of the internet and Facebook and surfing the internet, you can just say there's no signal up there where we work. But now NGOs have access to everything. Technology has made it as simple as a mobile phone.
So, Ma'am Chit, what are your favorite gadgets that that you get into now or that you have invested because of social media?
Well, one, the BlackBerry. Okay. I've been a BlackBerry user since 2004. So, my carrier happily gives me a BlackBerry unit that I can use.
Okay.
Not to say I never looked at the iPhone, but I've been a BlackBerry user. And that's why people know me to respond to emails right away, because of the push feature. And people wonder when I don't respond.
Okay.
Either I'm out of town, I'm sick, or something. I think that has become my reputation among my friends. Second is, because I travel a lot, the iPad is a very good addition to my repertoire of gadgets.
What are your plans for this year?
So many. One, for Echo Store, we're going to be concentrating on developing communities in Mindanao. So that's going to be our area of concentration this coming year. And for Le Bistro Vert, like I said, we want to make it the social media hub. If the social media people want to come here, just tell us what you need and we'll try our best to provide it. And then for the different organizations I belong to, for the Women's Business Council, we are making plans to make a women's center. A women's center where women entrepreneurs can go, where women-led businesses like yours can be part of our database and be part of our resource people. And for the coffee board, of course, we're planting trees all over the country. We'll still have our coffee tours, our coffee harvest tour if you want to come in January or Feb. Aside from that, I still accept invitations to I have upcoming talks in Mindanao, New Zealand, Turkey. So there's a lot of things going on. And with that, I think I can connect to people through social media.
And yes, and of course you can follow Chit Juan on Twitter at twitter.com/Chit Juan. And of course you can also check out her Facebook page and like it to keep you posted on her columns and the usual activities in her various businesses and NGO endeavors. So thank you very much, Ma'am Chit.
My pleasure.
Thank you, everyone.